They don't realize smart people use smartphones, huh? Hey. Seeing through BS they thought was gonna slide. Download Text Now, cause it cuts out clownery. You can literally activate it from your couch. Nationwide 5G with the same towers the other companies use. Hey. Pay what you want or not at all. You're in control. Show these ridiculous carriers we ain't paying for stupid. Because we're way too smart to pay dumb. We shut
them down. Free app-based talk and text via the Text Now app requires Wi-Fi or data connection. Data plans sold separately. 5G where available.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
A federal judge just called Josh Duggar a liar. Well, not in those exact words. Judges don't do that all the time. But Judge Timothy Brooks, writing in his June 1st order denying Josh's motion to vacate his conviction, said Josh was asking the court to believe something akin to a magic bullet theory, a sequential chain of events that defies common sense. And, you know, if you grew up in the IBLP and as a Duggar, well, that's pretty much your line of thinking, defying common sense. Magical thinking does magical things, right? He called Josh's testimony about when and how he mailed his legal paperwork not credible. He said the story strains common sense for several reasons. He said there were inconsistencies in Josh's account and that his statements were not consistent on the stand. That's the same judge who presided over Josh's trial, the same judge who, during a pretrial evidentiary hearing, found Jim Bob Duggar's testimony not credible in writing. This family has now been told twice by the same federal judge that he does not believe what they are telling him under oath, and the Duggars keep showing up and doing it anyway. Believe us. Believe us, oh dear judge, or you too shall face the eternal wrath of hell. Okay, maybe they're not quite saying that, but, you know, doesn't work out so well for the Duggars all these days, all that much these days in court. Because in the world they come from, the rules have never applied to them. Not really, not in any way that actually sticks. And they still kind of operate in that sort of ecosystem, at least the ones that still hold true to this madness. This was Josh's fourth attempt to escape his conviction. The trial court told him no. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals told him no. The United States Supreme Court declined to hear his case. And now the same district court has shut him down a fourth time on a Section 2255 motion to vacate, the last procedural avenue available to him. Four courts, four refusals. Josh Duggar still cannot hear the word no. The question people keep asking is why? Why does he keep filing? Why does he keep losing? Why can't he just accept that he's in prison because a federal jury convicted him of receiving and possessing CSAM and federal designation for illegal material involving minors and to serve his time? The answer isn't all that complicated, really. It just requires you to look past the courtroom and into the house where Josh Duggar grew up. Because the man sitting in a federal facility right now, racking up conduct violations and losing appeals, is not malfunctioning. He is performing exactly as designed. He is the product of a parenting system that taught him from the time he was old enough to crawl on a blanket that consequences are temporary, that authority figures exist to absorb the impact of your failures, and that if you say the right words and wait long enough, someone will always make it go away. Well, nobody is making it go away. And at 38 years old, Josh Duggar still doesn't understand why. So we continue in this, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and give me your opinion. And this is an opinion piece. I should definitely say that. This is in my opinion, allegedly, blah, 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 blah. Okay. On May 29th, federal prison records confirmed that Josh had been transferred to FCI Siganville, a minimum security facility near Dallas, where he'd been housed since June of 2022, to the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. A little transfer going on. FMC Fort Worth is classified as an administrative security federal medical center with a detention facility. It's 46 miles from where he started. The Bureau of Prisons declined to say why he was moved, citing security concerns. The transfer does not confirm a medical need, but it confirms that the federal system decided Josh Duggar no longer belonged to the lowest restriction environment they had to offer. And his conduct record tells you everything you need to know about why. Josh arrived at Siganville in June of 22. Within months, he was caught with a contraband cell phone. You're a convicted felon serving a 12-and-a-half-year federal sentence. You are in a facility with rules, clear rules, posted rules, rules that every inmate understands from day one. And one of the first things you do is smuggle in a phone, not because you're planning to escape, not because you're coordinating some elaborate scheme, because you want what you want. And you've never lived in a world where wanting something and getting it were two different experiences. Now, was it Josh or Joseph or any of you fuckers? That's what the IBLP teaches. Not in so many words. Bill Gothard didn't hand out cell phones, but the system Josh grew up in was built on a single access, obedience to authority. Children obey parents, wives obey husbands. Everyone obeys the man at the top. And if you're the golden child, the firstborn son, the political face of the family, the one your father parades in front of cameras and Republican donors, that access tilts in your favor. The rules exist, but they exist for other people. No. For you, they are suggestions. And when you break them, someone smooths it over. You know, your dad, the Huckabees, whoever. Josh got caught with the phone. He was sent to solitary confinement. His release date was pushed from August 2032 to October of 2032. 2 extra months. That was the system doing what Jim Bob and Michelle never did. Attaching a real consequence to a real action. And Josh responded exactly the way you'd expect from someone who spent the first 3 decades of his life being told that confession plus prayer equals forgiveness. He didn't learn from it. He was eventually placed at a remodeled honors dorm at Seganville. Special privileges, washer, dryer, a microwave, the kind of housing you earn through good behavior. He lost that too. Removed from the honors unit, release date pushed again from October to December of 2032. Then another rules violation. It's been confirmed publicly that Josh was back in solitary and had lost more good time credit. Release date pushed a third time to February 2nd in 2033. Nearly 6 months past his original release date. Three extensions, three rounds of discipline in a facility designed for inmates who can follow basic institutional expectations. The IBLP raised its children on something called blanket training. You put a baby on a blanket, you place a toy just out of reach, and every time the baby reaches for it like it naturally would, you strike them. Keep doing it until the baby stops reaching. Sounds like a great thing to do with children. Give them a toy in front of them when they naturally reach for it. Strike them! This is the IBL fucking P. The stated goal, according to Michael and Debbie Pearl, whose book To Train Up a Child was endorsed by the IBLP and used by the Duggars, two people who, in my opinion, should probably be in prison for that book, was to break the child's will. Pearl himself said publicly that the principles for training an animal and a human are the same. Duggars called this encouragement. Well, the principles for training an animal and a... Well, you know, just like we let our kids go shit in the yard. Gotta go potty, little one. We're not gonna do a potty training here. No, no, no. Fluffles out there. Yeah. Farfle, he's over there. Pick a corner. Fluffles is there. Farfles is that tree. Why don't you go by the mulberry bush, little one? Since, you know, according to these people, you're pretty much the same thing as the dog. What blanket training produces is not self-discipline. It's not moral reasoning. It's compliance. In the presence of visible or a visible enforcer, the child doesn't learn why reaching for the toy is wrong. The child learns that reaching for the toy gets you hit. Remove the enforcer and the lesson evaporates. That's Josh at Seagaville. The rules exist. The enforcers are there, and he keeps reaching for the toy because he never internalized a single reason not to. He only ever learned to avoid the hand. Now look at the appeal, the one Judge Brooks buried. This is where the pattern becomes impossible to ignore. Josh had a deadline, June 24th of 2025. He had an attorney, Bo Brindley, a Chicago lawyer who previously represented R. Kelly. He had eight separate arguments prepared, claiming his constitutional rights were violated. Forgetting the attorney for R. Kelly, you know life has dealt you some lemons. or you've planted some lemon trees and made a lot of fucking lemonade. A Department of Justice expert allegedly manipulated digital evidence. TLC and Discovery Communications allegedly released statements buried, or rather attributed to Josh without his consent. These are the claims they're making. The court's retrieval of juvenile records allegedly caused harm to his sisters. Eight arguments, some of them substantial on paper. None of them mattered because Josh couldn't get the paperwork in the mail on time. So all of his bullshit things that he's claiming, and let's be honest about what he's claiming with his R. Kelly attorney. They're Josh's interpretations of reality. And if there's one thing we've learned so far from the Duggars or the Josh Duggar story, is that the interpretation of reality coming out from any of them, or most of them, I should say, doesn't usually line up on reality's terms. Here's what happened according to Josh's own testimony. Anna, it's always somebody else. Anna, his wife, who stood by him through every stage of this, helped him type and prepare the motion well before the deadline. But instead of filing it directly, instead of walking it to a mailbox or handing it to a lawyer or doing literally anything that would ensure it reached the court on time, she mailed the documents back to Josh in prison so he could sign them. Josh then addressed the envelopes, acquired stamps from another inmate, which is against prison rules, and convinced a prison staff member to make additional copies for free, also against prison rules. He says he dropped both copies in a regular prison mailbox on June 24th, the deadline. Well, the record says otherwise. The prison's mail log for June 24th lists two pieces of outgoing mail from FCI Segaville. Neither was from Josh Duggar. One copy of his motion reached the U.S. Attorney's Office on July 29th, 35 days after the alleged mailing date, and it was addressed to the wrong recipient. The second copy didn't reach the court until August 18th, 55 days. The postage amount was incorrect. The printing appeared to have been done by a third-party service, not the prison staff member Josh described, and Josh could not explain any of why his little concocted story didn't actually add up to reality. He just expected everybody to believe it because that's what you do when you're Josh Duggar. He also didn't call Anna to testify on his behalf, didn't call the prison staff member who allegedly helped him, offered no witnesses, no documentation, no mail receipt, just his word. You know, his solid word. His solid word is a good Christian boy, a good minister spreading the word behind bars because that's what the Lord brought him to do. Thank Jesus that he became such a horrific, I can't even say the words because I don't want YouTube to flag it. Monster. I'll say that. Monster. Because the reason that's going on with a lot of the Duggars and the friends of the Duggars and the Huckabees and all the people who still like to circle jerk Jim Bob off, in my opinion, allegedly, it's a joke, kind of. All those people don't seem to like to deal with what reality is here on this this subject. Rather than him going away because he's a horrible human being and a monster and someone who's, if it was anybody else, these same people say tie a millstone around their neck and drown them. But because it's Josh, we don't do that. They like to look at this, and you can dig into this if you want. I've seen the prison letters, I've seen the communications, all that shit. It's a ministry. Thank goodness God has blessed you behind bars, and Jesus is working in mysterious ways so you can minister. This ministry behind bars, this is what the Lord has called you to do. No, it's not. No, it's not. And if you're a representative for the Lord, I'll take a ticket anywhere but where your ass is going. Judge Brooks laid it out in plain English. The court, he wrote, could grant Josh one concedence, maybe even two or three for odd happenstances. But Josh was asking the court to believe that every single thing that could go wrong did go wrong in sequence through no fault of his own. It's the cornucopia of the story that sinks Josh. Murphy's Law lurking at every turn, as the judge put it. The conclusion, that chain of events is simply not credible. It's bullshit. You're lying, just like you do about everything else. And not taking accountability. I mean, sit with the mechanics of the failure for a second. This wasn't a complex legal strategy that fell apart. This was a man who could not execute the basic task of mailing two envelopes by a specific date. He had help, his wife, his attorney, prison staff. He apparently talked into bending the rules for him. He had every resource short of walking the documents to the courthouse himself, and he still could not do it, or didn't do it. Or did it late and then lied about it when he did? Because what? Rules? Dates? Why would they apply to him? And that's the part that should not surprise anyone. Because the system Josh Duggar grew up in, it never once required him to execute a process, meet a deadline, or follow through on anything without someone intervening on his behalf. When he was 14 and confessed to going into his sister's room at night and doing things to them, according to the 2006 police report, Jim Bob did nothing. After his first confession, they prayed. At least six more incidents reportedly followed before Jim Bob finally acted. And when he did act, the response was a meeting with church elders, a conversation with a state trooper who was a personal friend and a predator, resulting in a stern talk and no charges, and a stint at an IBLP facility in Little Rock that amounted to a few months of manual labor, Bible study, not licensed treatment. Why would we do that? Why bring the secular world in to stop the sins of whatever the hell this world is that you call? Josh came home. The family moved on. The cameras turned on. Nobody filed anything. Nobody met a deadline. Nobody was held to a standard that couldn't be prayed away. That was the operating system installed in Josh Duggar's brain before he turned 16. Confess, cry, wait, and the grown-ups will handle it. He's 38 now. He's still waiting for the grown-ups to handle it because he's still about 10 mentally. The timeline, when you lay it out, reads less like a criminal history and more like a diagnostic progression. In 2015, the police report surfaces publicly. Josh releases a statement, apology, remorse, family rallies. He enters a faith-based treatment center, comes out, returns to the family orbit. Same year, the Ashley Madison breach reveals that Josh's account has an account on that platform designed for people looking to have affairs. How Christian. Another statement, another apology, another treatment facility, more prayer, more recovery, more waiting for the moment to pass. In 2019, CSAM is downloaded on a computer in his used car dealership. Illegal material involving minors, including, yeah, and according to federal testimony, some of the worst stuff they've seen. Josh maintains someone else did that. It couldn't possibly be him. His defense team suggests other people had access to the computer that he cordoned off, separated the hard drives on so he wouldn't be tracked because his wife already put a tracker on the computer to make sure he wasn't looking at boobies. No, he was looking at kids. December 21, convicted by a federal jury, smiling in his mugshot, because that's what he does. May of 22, sentenced to 151 months, 12 and a half years, ordered to pay a $10,000 fine, serve 20 years of supervised release, attend a mandatory treatment program, and register as an offender. And guess what that means? You can't live with your kids. So even if you do get out, when you get out, you can't live with your family. Good. Hopefully by that time, she's wised up, written a tell-all book, is a millionaire from that, and is riding on the disgusting remains and ashes of your existence. You're just a puddle of ash that she burned to get herself away from your family and save your kids. Will she do that? Highly doubtful. She's still there. Probably all going to end up in the same sort of shit show when you get out as the one you left. And more people will probably end up in prison because nobody seems to understand there's rules and there's standards and they exist to protect children, of which you still seem to have the brain of. His first appeal was filed that same year. It was denied. Second appeal in 23, denied by a 3-judge panel in the 8th Circuit, caught with a contraband phone the same year. Solitary, sentence extended, petition to the Supreme Court in 24, denied. Fourth appeal in 25, filed late, denied. June 26, transferred to a federal medical center. Release date, now February 2033. At no point in that timeline, not once, across more than 2 decades of documented conduct, does Josh Duggar do the one thing every court, every institution, and every piece of evidence has asked him to do. Accept that this happened, accept that he did it, accept that nobody is coming to make it go away. He can't. And I don't mean that as an excuse. I mean it as a diagnosis. He literally was not given the tools. I don't believe his brain works that way. It's like asking a blind person to see. They just can't. The IBLP didn't just fail to teach accountability. It actively taught the opposite. The system was built on a hierarchy of authority, not a framework of personal responsibility. Confession followed upward. to your father, to your pastor, to God, and forgiveness flowed back down. The cycle was closed. No outside authority was needed. No court, no therapist, no consequence that lasted longer than the time it took to pray about it. The IBLP's own counseling materials, documented by the watchdog, like Recovering Grace, which published materials distributed at IBLP seminars for over a decade, put the burden on those who were harmed, not those who caused the harm. If something happened to you, the framework asked what you did to invite it. The word they used was defrauding. A child in the system could be framed as having defrauded the person who harmed them. That's not a system that produces adults who understand cause and effect. That's a system that produces adults who believe they are the exception to every rule, because the rules were always fundamentally about someone else's behavior, not theirs. Jim, Bob, and Michelle allegedly reinforces it every turn. When Josh confessed as a teenager, they managed it internally. Church elders, a friendly state trooper that turned out to be a predator and is serving the rest of his life in prison, and IBLP. Isn't it funny? The friends that he holds, the circle of homies that Jim Bob has. It's very questionable that you have this many people that have had this level of depravity around them, and you seem to like to chill with them, Jim Bob. I know you're ministering them. It's a ministry. You're healing them. Well, that's working out well, isn't it? Oh, God, so many healed folks. An IBLP facility run by the same organization that had shaped their family. No outside authority, no licensed professional, no real accountability. The message was clear. What happens in this family stays in this family. God handles the rest. When Jim Bob sat in front of Megyn Kelly in 2015 and told a national audience that what Josh did to his sisters was touching over the clothes for a few seconds and that his daughters didn't really understand what happened to them anyhow. It's not a big deal. That was the system talking, not a father reckoning with what his son had done. A man reciting the script, minimizing, managing, making the problem small enough to fit back inside the house so they could all believe it and go on, keep collecting the TLC checks. And when Josh sat on the witness stand in April of 26 and told a federal judge that he mailed his appeal on time, that the Postal Service lost it, that the prison system failed him, that none of it was his fault, that was the same script, different room, same man, same operating system of utter bullshit. What you are looking at when you look at Josh Duggar's federal prison record, the contraband phone, the conduct violations, the lost privileges, the extended sentences, the appeals filed late, the testimony the judge didn't believe, it's not a person who is broken. It's a person who is built this way, a person raised from infancy to believe that compliance is a performance, not a principle, that consequences are something that happens to other people, and that the rules bend if you're important enough, connected enough, forgiven enough, a person with the emotional architecture of a 10-year-old, because he's unintelligent. Or not because he's unintelligent, but because nobody, well, he is unintelligent too, but it's not because he's unintelligent, but because nobody in his life ever required him to develop past that point, which doesn't make him a functional adult. Every time he reached the edge of a real consequence, someone caught him. His father, his church, his family lawyers, his wife, every single time. Till a federal jury said 12 and a half years, and there was nobody left in the room who could make the call. Josh Duggar is not an anomaly the Duggar family produced despite their system. He is exactly what the system was designed to produce, an adult who understands hierarchy but not accountability, a man who can recite a confession but cannot sit with a consequence, someone whose entire framework was constructed around that premise. Not the next authority figure, his father, his pastor, his God, his attorney, the next court would eventually say yes. Well, four courts have said no. The prison system has said no. The Bureau of Prisons has moved into a higher security facility. His release date has been pushed back 6 months. His own attorney couldn't get the paperwork filed in time. If he was trapped in the closet with R and his wife, the same woman who has stood by him through every public humiliation, every appeal, every smiling mugshot, had the motion in her hands and mailed it back to him instead of filing it. These are not intelligent human beings, in my opinion. The federal system is now the first institution in Josh Duggar's entire life that cannot be prayed away, donated around, or outweighted. And for a man who was never taught that such an institution could exist, who was raised to believe God's authority superseded every earthly court, that confession was the end of the conversation, and that the umbrella of family would always keep the rain off. This is not just a prison sentence. This is the first encounter with a reality he's never had. He'll be 44 years old when he walks out of FMC Fort Worth in February of 2033. He'll have 20 years of supervised release ahead of him. He'll be on a registry for the rest of his life. Who wants to place a bet that he's not going to end up back in prison within a couple months? And if the pattern holds, if the system that built him is still the only operating system he has, he'll walk out of the same man that walked in, because the IBLP taught him how to confess, taught him how to cry. It taught him how to wait. The one thing it never taught him, the one thing Jim, Bob, and Michelle never modeled, never required, never allowed, was how to change. That's the real story behind the transfer. The denied appeal, the extended sentence, and the conduct violations. Not a man who got unlucky. Not a man the system failed. A man the system built. And a family, a church, and an organization that are still pretending they had nothing to do with it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue it right there. Press subscribe wherever you're listening if you like what we're doing. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code podcast15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold, win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.